You should regale Rose Smith, our resident psychic, with some of your love poetry.
Rose Smith is here this morning to help the star signs make tomorrow special. Rose, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day for tomorrow.
Are you a romantic at heart, Rose? Do you like the flowers and chocolates and things like that that Bill goes into?
Yeah, I'm afraid I am. I'm a Libran, and Librans are in love with the idea of love. Of course, you get slapped down to earth a bit.
Well, you've met my wife just the once, but my wife is a romantic. That's why I've got, you know, all the flowers and in paraphernalia, you know, set up. In fact, I've gone one smarter, Rose. I'm actually getting some nice stuff delivered today, like before the rush tomorrow.
That's because he's a tighter, Rose.
I'm getting in early, so that's going to give me brownie points, you see.
Well, it will. It'll be a lovely surprise.
Look at you with the positive attitude. I love it. So what does tomorrow hold for most people, would you say? Is there a particular star sign that stands out as being the most romantic?
Oh, I would say Librans are the most romantic. Cancerians and Pisces are the most emotional, but Scorpio has a lot of very, very deep-seated emotions, but they don't necessarily show it, you know. So, yeah, with Librans, they just love the idea of love, you know. It's like rose-coloured glasses. Because Pisces is ruled by the planet Neptune, that's also rose-coloured glasses, but unfortunately sometimes, you know, they're too idealistic and they can become deluded. Mm. Somebody can pull all over their eyes quite readily.
Answer me this, Rose. Why are some Pisces not seen as romantic? Why don't they put credence into tomorrow's special significant day?
Well, it's any star sign. That it's not just the sun sign that counts. You've got to look at the whole chart, really. And so it depends what moon sign they've got. So where was the moon when that person was born? And what sign was on, you know, or what planet was on the horizon?
Yeah.
Because he's having a go at me there, Rose. I'm a Pisces. And I think it's all rubbish tomorrow. But my rising sign, I think it's called, is a Leo. Does that make a difference?
Oh, yeah, Leo tend to be quite, you know, warm-hearted. It's more affection, you know.
Yes, it is, 100%. Yes, it is, all day, every day, rather than gifts and rubbish. Yes.
Yeah, it's more affection and radiating your beautiful glow out into the world.
Oh, dear.
You know, your aura.
I think I test her affection every single day in this work relationship we have.
Yeah, so, you know, horses for courses, but it's not just a sun sign that counts.
So what about Geminis and Aries? How's it looking for them tomorrow?
Oh, Gemini and Aries. Well, we've got a fair few things happening. Now, Mars has gone into Aquarius today because I know, and I did a big thing on Monday about be careful with sharp knives and
what?
For Mars, because Mars, don't have any plastic surgery today, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, so last night I was helping my husband put up a screen for roses, for climbing roses, and the bloody thing fell on the finger, didn't it? And cut the finger.
Oh, no.
And he's an Aquarius. He's an Aquarius, you see. And that's what I just talked about yesterday, and then it happened. And so Aries needs to be cautious in the sense of Mars is gone into Aquarius today, but that is very sexual. That can be quite sexual. And, they might have some fun.
He's getting excited over there. You should see his face light up. It's the best news he's had all week, Rose.
Calm it down.
So it's all about passion. That could be sexual, but it could also be arguments too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's, heated arguments.
Yes, heated arguments.
Yes.
But you know what? An argument in a relationship is actually a good thing because it shows you care, doesn't it?
I don't know. But it can be good from the sense of it can be like a clean out. If there's something that's underlying that's been brewing and stewing for a while, an argument can get it out, finally. But I suggest that people, when they argue, that they have respect for the other person.
Absolutely. Rose, just talking about love connections, Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce, who famously played in the Super Bowl yesterday. There's some thought that it's a made-up relationship. What are your thoughts? Do you see them together long-term? Can I ask that today?
I see a baby.
Oh! Whoa.
The world wants to hear this.
Wow.
So it can mean two things. It can mean an actual physical baby, but I see her right now, because it's not something I thought about, but right now I see her with the baby in her arms, a little boy, and it's that guy that she's with, whatever.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, it's his child. So they'll be together at least for some years, I would think. The other thing it could mean is a life-changing decision, which is like a business together, or, you know, they start a new business that's going to change their life. I don't know how you'd change their life, though, because they're both highly successful. Like, I think she's a billionaire.
She is, yes.
Yeah.
They could become recluses and withdraw from society. That could be a big change in their life. But, of course, it influence with other people, you know?
Yeah, a baby, it's about you've got to nurture it, you've got to put effort into that baby. So it's something, it doesn't come easy. Like, you've got to go through all the work and everything. But it's like it's either like a major business decision that will link them together for many years.
Yeah.
I tend to think that's going to happen anyway, but I tend to think it's an actual physical baby.
Wow. Well, you heard it here first. I love it.
Thank you, Rose Smith. You are our psychic of choice and our psychic who just knows everything. And now you've dropped that news. We're going to drop that to the rest of the world. Thank you so much, Rose. Hey, thank you again for helping us out. And Geminis and Aries, go for it. I'll tell you now, there's a bit of passion happening tomorrow. And I'm not speaking for myself, Rose, I promise. You have a great day tomorrow,
Happy Valentine's Day, Rose.
Oh, you too. Have a great day, everyone.